The New England Patriots continue to reign supreme in the NFL. They're now 10-0 for the season. And last night, they delivered an emphatic drubbing to the Buffalo Bills, the final score 56-10. The Bills coach said after the game, "We ran into a buzzsaw." Well, some are saying that New England is revving that buzzsaw when it might be more sportsmanlike to turn it down. To talk about that, we're joined by ESPN columnist Bill Simmons. And Bill, in the interest of full disclosure, fair to say you are a Patriots fan, right?
I am. I am a fan of all the Boston teams, so I'm horribly biased.
Okay, well, taking that into account, let's talk about last night's game. Twice in the third quarter, the Patriots went for it on the fourth down rather than trying for a field goal when they were ahead by an enormous margin. Do you think they're just rubbing it in at that point?
No. Actually, I thought last night was one of the games that actually wasn't that bad. They've done far worse. The Redskins game was the worst game in terms of just pouring it on. And I think when they play the Jets in week 15, that score is going to be in the 70s. I think that will be the one that defines the season.
That's your prediction.
Yeah, because that's the team that the coach was the one who blew the whistle on the Pats, and he used to work for Bill Belichick, and there's a lot of bad blood on both sides, and I don't think that game's going to be pretty.
You're talking about when the Patriots were caught videotaping signals from the Jets and were punished by the NFL.
Yeah, they lost a first-round pick. They got a $500,000 fine. And I think a lot of these guys just took it personally. I think the coach took it personally. And I think they also took it personally that nobody in the league really defended them.
You were saying that you didn't think that the Patriots were really rubbing it in last night. I don't think the Buffalo Bills fans agreed with you. There was a chorus of boos and profanity coming down from the stands from folks who thought it was really beyond the pale last night.
I totally see that. And if I was a Bills fan, I would have been right there. But you know, we grew up watching these Super Bowls that were blowouts year after year, and nobody ever talked about running up the score. At the same time, they have definitely relished the opportunity to stick it to these other teams, and I think that's been one of the themes of the season.
What about this, that the New England coach, Bill Belichick, didn't put in the backup quarterback until the fourth quarter when the score was 56-10? Now, at that point, as a Patriots fan, aren't you feeling a little uncomfortable?
No, I think a starting quarterback should play the first three quarters of a game, no matter what the score is. What people don't realize or they're choosing not to think about or whatever is that it's still valuable for these guys to play against these teams, even if they're up 40 points. Like, it's still valuable for the offense to be out there and to work on teamwork, all that stuff. It's basically at that point it becomes a really elaborate scrimmage.
Bill, because the Patriots seem unstoppable and they're getting all these lopsided wins, does the team become, for a lot of people, really a villain?
Yeah, I think that's already happened.
And you think it's undeserved in the case of the Patriots?
No, I don't think it's undeserved. I think having villains are great. And I think the only people that it's really unfair to is the Patriots fans, only because, you know, it's just weird to suddenly see your team turn into a villain, especially during a season that is like a dream season. But at the same time, I think a lot of people, including me, have kind of embraced it and be like, all right, we're the villains. Screw it. I hope we win every game 50-0, you know. But I do think that all that stuff has kind of obscured the fact that this offense is probably the greatest offense ever. And eventually, I think people will start talking about that.
Well, Bill Simmons, thanks for sharing your completely unbiased views with us today.
I tried my best. I really did.
Thank you.
All right, thanks.
That's ESPN columnist Bill Simmons.